Hello.
Congressman Abair, Mr. President.
Hello.
Come on, Mr. President. You sure about man? You don't get a long count or a short count. You're on time.
Yeah. Eddie, let me say that I've been thinking about this, and Kissinger and I have been talking about it. Let me just level with you what I really think. First, naturally, I don't want to see the draft lapse. That's one problem. That's what you're concerned about, too.
Yeah.
Second, I'm not sure if any language we get here isn't going to be filibustered, and so be it.
That's what I was afraid of, too.
That's right. Now, the third point is that as far as the language is concerned, to be perfectly frank with you, there shouldn't be any. In other words, they just shouldn't have any. After all, we are negotiating for a ceasefire. We are negotiating for an exchange of prisoners. We are negotiating for a mutual withdrawal. In other words, all that stuff's on the table. And you know what I mean is that we're not going to change a damn thing as a result of this. Yet I know the problem that you've got it when you've got a Senate provision and you've got to come out with something in conference. Is that basically what you have to do?
We've got to come out with something.
Some kind of...
We either have to adopt the language as it is written or else change the language.
Change the language. Now, I'll tell you what.
Throw it out, all the language
here, together. Throw it out. Well, but if you throw it out, then you won't have a bill. Don't you think? They then will definitely...
If we throw it out, we won't have a bill in time. They'll filibuster.
I see. Now... What I would like to do, Dr. Kissinger has worked on this thing, and we will send down by, just a second, how we'll send it, he's sitting here, how do we get this to him? We'll send down by special messenger to you in your office. Will we send it to you in your office?
To me in my office.
All right, he'll come down right away. Now let me be very precise. This is not language the White House is advocating or urging. You understand? I don't want to put it that way.
That's correct.
I'm simply saying to you that if in the judgment of the chairman of the conference, who basically is a great patriot, in the event that you determine that there in your negotiating that language is needed, this is the language that is the least objectionable. That's really what we're saying, that we would acquiesce in. But I don't want it. Let me put it this way. We're not trying to be cute. I don't want, because of things that are going on in the negotiating front, I don't want to have a new position by the White House to come out of this. See,
I understand.
Because the guy, here's David Bruce sitting over there, and incidentally, he's talked to me about this over the last 2 days, and he says, "Gee, and he's just delighted with the House action." He said that the Senate thing really gave the enemy a lot of hope, and he says the House action shored it up. But here, if it appears that we have changed our position, even though it's,
I understand that clearly.
So could you handle it that way?
In other words, let me repeat.
Yeah.
You're not advocating the language.
No. That's
if
right.
We find ourselves in a bind, it is the least objectionable.
It's the least objectionable. We could, and let me say, we could live with it.
Yeah, you could live with it.
Live with it, but I did not want it. I would be, because the press will ask you, well, now, did the White House approve this? Did we write it?
I've denied I've even talked to you. They
and you
that directly.
Yeah. And
I've
you could
not have talked to you anybody.
And you could say, no, this is something we worked out in conference.
No. All
that's right.
All I wanted from you was
the permission
not to keep me in secret. You know, I was in secret,
right.
And that was it.
That's right.
All I wanted to hear from you yourself was that we could open an area that would be acceptable.
Now, incidentally, any substantial modification of this, we don't mean you have to leave every I and D. Substantial modification might be bad, but we put in as soon as practicable things like that that are...
I mean, our sense of Congress, how about that without...
that's in.
President,
that's
that type of stuff.
Sense of Congress, and as soon as practicable rather than a date. You see, the date is murder.
The date is murder. No, you don't want the date on that.
But we do say as soon as practicable. That's not bad.
All right, now let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Under no circumstance, take the Mansfield Amendment as written.
Never
take it.
Never take the Mansfield Amendment. That would be murder.
That would be.
I'd rather go right back to the House on that and let the draft lapse.
Then see the monkeys on their back.
That's right. And if it lapses, Eddie, we can get along.
Well, we can get along in time, but I agree with the opposition. It's time to show a position of strength.
That's right. And it is time to show a position. So if they insist, if they're hard line about that they're going to, it's the Mansfield Amendment or something cut to it, or anything that has a date in it, stand like a rock. Don't give them a date.
Don't give them a date.
Don't give them an inch on the date.
Okay, now, it'll be, no matter what is said, it'll be filibustered. Unless let's recognize that fact.
Yeah.
No matter what we write,
yeah.
except to give
yeah.
them the Mansfield Amendment without a change.
Right.
It'll be filibuster. We have to recognize, but I don't think that much harm will be done.
No.
But then the onus is going to be on the senators' back.
That's right. Now, incidentally, the one new factor that we have added, factored into this,
yeah.
which I think you will totally agree with, is this, and I want to tell you why it's in and why you should argue it if it's meets your approval. You see, the Senate amendment, Eddie, is tied only to a POW. Well, now, you can't lose 40,000 men and then throw in the towel because of 400. You see what I mean?
Right. I'm fine.
Now, the second point is, the other thing is, if you have a withdrawal without a ceasefire, you risk the rest of your guys. So you got to have a ceasefire in there as well as the exchange of prisoners. You see my point? The ceasefire is an absolute condition for us moving up any faster. See my point?
I got it. Well, I'll be guided by this language.
So that's what the language, why we've got this language, will look a little bit. You'll see the nuances when it gets
it
down.
It comes to me. I mean, this
yeah,
is...
and I'll get it down. It's only 8 minutes left. I think we can get there before 10 o'clock.
Good. I'll be here waiting.
Or 5 minutes after 10, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
I get it to him, but then I'll get this language as my language.
Good.
Okay,
bye.
Fine, Mr. President.